Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include another list of persecutors of Falun Gong practitioners submitted to governments in the U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, and New Zealand. Mexico. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Christmas parade. Denmark. Medical professionals learn about China's forced organ harvesting. Publication of list of 100,000-plus perpetrators augments multi-front effort to end persecution of Falun Gong. Forbes, China killing prisoners to harvest organs for transplant. BMC report accuses China of falsifying data. And New Zealand, Falun Dafa practitioners participate in Oriwa Christmas Parade. Now for the stories.
Another list of persecutors of Falun Gong practitioners submitted to governments in the U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, and New Zealand. Falun Gong practitioners in the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, and New Zealand have submitted a newly compiled list of perpetrators involved in the persecution of Falun Gong to their respective governments. The practitioners who submitted the list are requesting that their governments deny visa approval and freeze assets of individuals named on the list. This new joint effort follows an earlier submission of a list in late September 2019. It was learned in November from a renowned human rights organization based in Washington, D.C., that the U.S. Department of State was growing their staffing and prioritizing sanctions, including barring entry and freezing assets of the concerned foreign nationals. This human rights organization then invited State Department officials to give a seminar to various religious groups and human rights organizations to help them understand what laws can be used to deny visas and freeze assets, and how these non-governmental organizations may work with the department on this matter. A State Department official told the organizations that various laws are applicable, with some having relatively stricter requirements than others. This official said that they welcome the submission of lists of perpetrators involved in religious persecution and human rights violations, as long as there are documented persecution facts. This official also said that the State Department will follow up with the most appropriate laws, which may apply not only to perpetrators themselves, but also their family members. Even if the perpetrators or their family members have already entered the U.S., their visas could be revoked, with these individuals being deported. A Falun Gong practitioner in Washington, D.C. told the DOS officials that these actions from the U.S. and other Western countries have made a big impact in China. It is hoped that officials in China will stop blindly following the persecution policies, lest they be held accountable for their actions and will make up for the harm they have caused to Falun Gong practitioners.
Mexico. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Christmas parade. Falun Gong practitioners in Mexico participated in a Christmas parade held in the Mexican city of Santa Ana Chiautempan on November 22, 2019. Practitioners were invited for a second year and participated with a float, Heavenly Maidens, Dragon Dance, and Waist Drum team. They also demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises. Thousands of people saw the parade, which included about 60 different groups. People shouted, "Viva Bravo!" cheering on the Falun Gong procession. When the Falun Gong practitioners passed by the main stage, the event hosts introduced the cultivation practice to the public and praised its practitioners for living by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The hosts also highlighted the beauty of the Falun Gong participation in the parade, its colors, and the superb dragon dance that brought joy to the public. Members of the local Falun Dafa Association said, We participate in this event to highlight the values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance to everyone attending the Christmas parade each year. We bring this message of peace and at the same time share the beauty of traditional Chinese culture.
Denmark. Medical professionals learn about China's forced organ harvesting. Denmark's annual medical conference, Doctor Week, was held in Copenhagen on November 11th through the 15th, 2019. Medical professionals attending the conference continued to take note of the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. The five-day event was attended by approximately 3,500 medical professionals from Denmark, Greenland, and the Faroe Islands. A small number of Nordic doctors and nurses also attended the meeting. The international non-governmental organization, Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, hosted a booth and informed attendees about the Chinese regime's live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong practitioners, people from Xinjiang and Tibet, and Christians. Medical researcher Pear went to the booth after hearing about it from his colleague. When he learned of the number of transplant hospitals in China, the short wait time for organ transplants, and how Falun Gong practitioners are being used as living organ donors because of their good health, he said it was terrifying. The CCP's actions are disgusting, and this is a systematic operation. This is totally evil. Anders came to the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting booth and said that it was unbelievable that the forced organ harvesting had not stopped and that the Chinese regime was still talking about increasing the number of transplant hospitals in China. Susan, another doctor, explained the issue to her colleagues and asked them to sign the petition as well. Peter, a doctor who had been invited to visit a Chinese hospital, expressed deep concern about some of the little-known realities of the Chinese medical industry, including illegal organ trafficking. After learning about the CCP's state-sanctioned, on-demand killings and that the main victims are Falun Gong practitioners who follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, Peter carefully read about the investigation and asked for details about some of the cases. He said, "This is especially important because of the close collaboration with China." After reading the petition, Peter said, "This is very important. We must take action."
Publication of 100,000-plus perpetrator list augments multi-front effort to end persecution of Falun Gong. The brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China has continued for over 20 years. Because of upholding their belief in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, a large number of Falun Gong practitioners have been detained, imprisoned, and tortured by the Chinese Communist Party since the persecution began in July 1999. Earlier this month, the Minghui website published a list of over 105,000 perpetrators involved in the persecution of Falun Gong. The list contained the perpetrators' personal information and crimes committed against Falun Gong practitioners, and was intended to aid the Department of State in identifying known human rights violators. According to Minghui, the purpose of compiling this list is to stop the persecution, preserve what is good, and uphold justice. The list compilation was made possible after many practitioners responded to a notice from Minghui in late May 2019, calling on Falun Gong practitioners throughout the world to take immediate action to collect, compile, and submit to Minghui information on the perpetrators, their family members, and their assets, so as to locate and verify their identities. Jiang Zemin, former Chinese Communist Party leader, launched the persecution of Falun Gong in July 1999. Millions of practitioners have since been targeted for refusing to renounce their faith. Many have sustained irreparable physical and mental harm as a result of abuse while in custody. Practitioners who have experienced the brutalities of persecution firsthand reside across the entire country and come from all walks of life. The entire state apparatus has been mobilized to persecute Falun Gong, from the political and legal committees to 610 offices at all levels, from judicial bureaus to state security bureaus, from domestic security offices to public security police systems, from procuratorates to courts, and from detention centers to prisons. In addition, persecution has been carried out in mental hospitals and brainwashing centers where practitioners are detained in conjunction with businesses, schools, neighborhood committees in urban areas, and village committees in the countryside. The publication of the list of perpetrators will augment the existing efforts on many fronts to stop the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners and bring the perpetrators to justice.
Forbes: China killing prisoners to harvest organs for transplant. BMC report accuses China of falsifying data. Forbes magazine published an article titled China Killing Prisoners to Harvest Organs for Transplant. BMC report accuses China of falsifying data by Zach Doffman on November 16, 2019. The article states that China's claim of using a voluntary donation system for its billion-dollar organ transplant industry has been refuted by a report published in the BMC Medical Ethics Journal. Researchers found that the Chinese government had falsified and manipulated official organ transplant data sets. The article states, in June, I reported on the China Tribunal in London, which found evidence of forced organ harvesting from Chinese prisoners, including Falun Gong and Uyghur Muslims. The tribunal's final judgment included that this forced organ harvesting has been committed for years on a significant scale. China has said that the practice has been outlawed, replaced with a system of voluntary donations. But a new report published on November 14th in the BMC Medical Ethics Journal has refuted this, alleging that those claims of reform are being supported by the systematic falsification and manipulation of official organ transplant data sets in China. The China Tribunal first used hand testimony from former detainees and implausible transplant availability and short waiting times to shape its findings. The witness reports were horrific, including organ extractions on live victims subsequently killed by the procedures. A 2015 documentary claimed China's illegal organ transplant industry is worth $1 billion each year. But China insists that forced extractions have stopped, that its efforts to reform date back to 2010, with a system of voluntary donations replacing forced organ harvesting from prisoners. Not so, says the BMC article, claiming that China is artificially manufacturing organ transplant donation data. In short, the allegations is that the new system of voluntary donations operates alongside and not instead of forced extractions. The giveaway, according to the report, is patterns in the state's data which are too neat to be genuine. They must be falsified.
New Zealand. Falun Dafa practitioners participate in Orewa Christmas Parade. Orewa is a small town about 25 miles north of Auckland. With a 2-mile beach, the town is a popular holiday destination. Practitioners of Falun Gong were invited to participate in Orewa's largest Christmas parade on November 23rd. It was a sunny day, and by noon, spectators were waiting on both sides of the parade route. The Tian Guo Marching Band, consisting of practitioners dressed in traditional Chinese costumes in white and blue, marched in neat steps and played uplifting music. Spectators applauded enthusiastically as the band and float passed by. Several Chinese recorded the parade and shouted, "Look, there is Falun Gong." A journalist for a local community paper took photos while the band was rehearsing and commented that the group's unique music uplifts people's spirits. She said she also identified with the principles promoted by Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and said it was terrible that practitioners in China are imprisoned and tortured for their belief. According to the parade organizer, 50 groups from different industries and organizations participated in this year's parade. He said he loved the Tianguo Marching Band, its grand attire, and its music. A financial worker at a local company who was in the audience said that out of all the entries in this year's parade, she enjoyed the band and the Falun Gong practitioners' float the most. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.